Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
This is a wine episode, so today we're going to be discussing some very interesting wines. So we have, from Domaine Carneros, we have the Cuvée La Pompadour Brut Rosé.
So fancy.
The Domaine Carneros Brut 2020. The Domaine Carneros Ultra Brut 2019. The Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Estate 2021. From Frank Family, we have the Frank Flammy Carneros Chardonnay 2022.
Flammy.
The Frank Family Napa Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. From Rutherford, Sullivan Rutherford Estate, we have the Sullivan Rutherford Estate Coeur d'Alene 2021. And our last wine is going to be the Dariush Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 25th Anniversary Release.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing.
That's true, except we don't discuss the sexy times anymore. Well, that's off the air, at least.
Well, your wife doesn't discuss them at all, so
look, if I can't live vicariously through you guys, what's going to happen to me?
If you're living vicariously for the two other idiots at this table, you're in deep trouble, buddy.
Nobody's getting a sexy time.
So.
As for good old boys,
yeah,
I don't think we're good. And when we started this show, I wasn't old, but I am now. Well, how long have you been doing this show?
We're in season 12.
And you and me, Bob.
Yeah. Season 12.
12 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I could have killed you and been out of prison.
You are
by now.
Old.
Yeah.
So I could have killed you, buried you in the woods, and I'd be out of prison by now. I mean, I got a good clean record. I'd have done maybe, you know, they'd give me 15.
They wouldn't have caught you, man. We've got the Everglades out here. Nobody would have caught you.
Yeah, well, you and I both know that. So, well, this is. This is our sip segment, and they're all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. So this is a wine episode. So today we're going to be discussing some very interesting wines. So we have, from Domaine Carneros, we have the Cuvée La Pompadour Brut Rosé.
So fancy.
The Domaine Carneros Brut 2020. The Domaine Carneros Ultra Brut 2019. The Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Estate 2021.
So it doesn't all go into the champagne or sparkling wine.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. I was shocked too when I opened the box. I went, "Ooh,
pine not knower."
Yeah. From Frank Family, we have the Frank Flammy Carneros Chardonnay 2022.
Flammy.
The Frank Family Napa Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. From Rutherford Sullivan Rutherford Estate, we have the Sullivan Rutherford Estate Coeur d'Alene 2021.
Look at you and your French.
I'm faking it. Yeah. I had some fries for you guys come over. So, yeah.
Nice.
And then our last
French
wine.
Fries.
French. Yeah. And French dressing. And to drink, Peru. Yeah. And our last wine is going to be the Dariush Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 25th Anniversary Release. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. Today does not stink. So.
Did you want to introduce our co-host today? Or should we just leave it to their imagination?
They know us by now. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, nobody knows you.
We can go around the table. So we have with us today, Brent, who's not here.
Nope.
So we have good old boy Maury.
Good morning.
And we have good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I like wine shows.
And then we have our imaginary friend over in the other table.
Yes.
The clown with the axe. Why is he looking at me like that?
So, he keeps us in line.
This is also true. So, well, we're going to be tasting, discussing these fantastic wines, and we're going to be rating them with our Sips ratings. And since we don't have Justin for this episode to give us a really horrible, 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 horrible impersonation of... It doesn't matter. All of his impersonations suck.
Some California dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
Is it all California? It's all California today.
I love him, but damn, son. Damn. Yeah, all California today. So we'll each take one. So, Maury, give us our first rating.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water. Ganga Din, spring water. Spring water.
Harm?
Nice, dude. But what else do you have?
Hold on, our sound.
That would be two sips, yeah. Dude.
Was it two sips?
Yeah, hold on. Our soundboard just locked up. So.
Okay.
All right.
Shouldn't we have had Harm do the first one? I'm just saying.
Well, isn't that nice?
Is this? Are we working now?
We're working now.
We're not restarting the show. Yeah.
Bob.
Thank God.
So, our three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this one a secret. Pour ourselves another.
Well, there's only three of us, so we get all of it. That's the best part.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Words Harm has never heard in his entire life.
You know, they make Cialis now, so I might hear it one day.
Take more than Cialis. Plastic surgeon. Yeah.
Yeah.
George Clooney mask, you know.
Take more than that.
It's amazing how quickly this show goes into the toilet sometimes.
Give you an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Maury, you want to read the first one?
Why not? It'd be my privilege. Yeah,
tell us about our first one.
I'll have what she's having.
Domaine Carneros was founded in the Carneros Appellation of Northern California by the Champagne-Tattinger family, recognizing that Carneros region of California would yield grapes of outstanding character suitable for producing world-class sparkling wines. Claude Tattinger began searching.
By the way, in America, that's Tattinger. Mm. I know it's Tattinger.
Yeah, you
know,
in America, it is.
People come in and ask for Tattinger all the time.
Well, Claude Tattinger began searching for the right property to realize his dream. And in 1986, after a 13-year search, he purchased the first 130-acre vineyard in the heart of Carneros, Napa Valley. After an exhaustive search that same year, the Tattingers selected Eileen Crane as Domaine Carneros' founding winemaker. While directing the first vintage, she was also tasked with overseeing the planning and construction of the winery.
No pressure at all.
No.
No.
Crane was not only one of the industry's pioneering women, but upon her retirement, she was also the most experienced American sparkling wine producer with over 40 years to her credit. I didn't know she retired. When did she retire? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, well, it'd be interesting to find out. Their sparkling wines are produced in the traditional method used in Champagne, and 100% of their fruit comes from their six estate vineyards, currently comprising 400 acres. They have also worked from the beginning to push the sustainability envelope to ensure the vineyards and the land are preserved while conserving natural resources. Fish-friendly farming, Napa Green Winery, and Napa Green Land Certifications.
That's big, big out there. I mean, everybody, all of them. I mean, it's and you get it. I mean, there's a lot of money involved. I mean, if you're a farmer, if you're not taking care of your land.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that actually do take care of the land.
She retired in 2020, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
I missed it during COVID.
The 18th century chateau-style winery completed in 1989 was architecturally inspired by the historic Chateau de Marqueterie, owned by Champagne Tattinger in France's Champagne region. The chateau houses the winery's facilities, as well as the beautiful salons and expansive outdoor terraces for visitors and wine club members.
It is a stunning winery. It really is very beautiful.
Domaine Carneros Cuvée de la Pompadour Brut Rosé comes in at 12% ABV. It is 60% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay, Appellation Carneros, age 18 months, in bottle, Sourlis. This expression was named in honor of Madame de Pompadour, the grand courtesan of Louis XV, who introduced champagne to the court at Versailles, who said her favorite beverage that champagne is the only wine women can drink and remain beautiful.
If I drink champagne, they all are beautiful. I've noticed that.
Isn't it Versailles, Kentucky?
It is Versailles, Kentucky.
Yeah.
But Versailles in France, because they fancy. Yeah. Yes, they fancy like that?
Mm-hmm. So this wine has a lovely pale pink color. On the nose, you get lots of strawberry, tangerine, orange blossom, peach, and marmalade. The palate rewards you with peach, apricot, tangerine, and a hint of honey. And the finish is medium to long. It's lovely. It's delightful. This was really a delicious wine. I really enjoyed this. It's just vibrant. It's fresh. It's bright. It's just, and it's just very well made. It's delicious. Harm, what'd you think?
Well, I'd like to give like two reviews. First off, when it was cold, which is the way most people drink their champagne, I did not get any strawberry. It
just,
was all
just a hint for the listeners. We always start out with any whites or champagnes blistering cold.
Yeah, the way people drink it.
For that reason, because most Americans do drink it very cold. And then we let it sit here as we do the show over the course of a couple of hours and let it warm up to a proper temperature.
Right, exactly.
Because we're not heathens.
And it's changed quite a bit with temperature. And we typically tend to comment on the changes with both temperature and time and aeration with oxygen. So go ahead, Harm, finish your statement.
So when it was, you know, cold, like out of the fridge, like most people will drink it. Like when they bring it to you in the restaurant, unless you're at a very fancy restaurant, they're going to bring it to you too cold. I did not get any of the strawberry. It was all about tangerine and a little bit of peach. The nose was muted. And on the palate, it was really good mousse, that fizz, the bubble, fantastic, and a nice medium finish. But as it warmed up, what Maury said, strawberries explode out of the glass.
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful strawberry. It's the red and the green part of the strawberry, that herbal note. The tangerine is still there. I'm getting a bit of peach. I have to spitting today. I'm not drinking.
I gotta say, as much as I love, I okay with rosé wine. Rosé champagne is just a whole nother beast. It's another level.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. The flavor, the fruit just came out. I agree with you. You're allowed to interrupt. That's what we do here. The finish was medium long. I got a hint of ginger on the finish with the peach. What do you think, Bob?
I definitely got that ginger on the finish after we came down to a more civilized temperature, for sure. It's not a blinding ginger on the finish.
It's subtle. It's that slight tingle.
Yeah, exactly.
That slight little bit of tingle. But, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm with Maury. I mean, we've had some fantastic rosés on this show. The Dow Rosé, we all love that.
Freaking love that one.
Fantastic. Most rosés are not my jam. It's me personally, but rosé champagne is a completely different
animal.
And this one is absolutely delicious. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up our thoughts on this lovely Domaine Carneros Cuvée Le Pompadour Brut Rosé. Beautiful color. Just a beautiful pale pink. But the nose on it is just so lovely. The strawberry, I'm with the guys. The strawberries really came out once it warmed up. I got a little bit when it was chilly, but as it warmed up, it exploded strawberries, tangerines, citrus. Absolutely beautiful nose. And on the palate, white peach, apricot. I'm with you. You get a little bit of the top of the strawberry.
Yeah.
I'm not getting quite the green. I'm getting that kind of white near the stem.
The white part, yeah.
Yeah. But absolutely lovely, lovely wine. So we're going to be giving the Domaine Carneros Cuvée Le Pompadour Brut Rosé a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to bring us to our second wine from Domaine Carneros, which is the Domaine Carneros Brut 2020. It's 12% ABV, 62% Pinot Noir, 38% Chardonnay. Appellation is Carneros. The Vintage Brut Cuvée is the signature wine of Domaine Carneros, produced in their inaugural year of 1987. It encompasses the widest range of estate clones and vineyard blocks of the winery's collection, enhanced by a minimum of 3 years of bottle age, Surly, in the cellar before release. This is made primarily with estate-grown and green-certified grapes. It's got a beautiful, slightly golden straw color on the nose. Green apple, toasted brioche, a little bit of citrus, a little bit of lime. You get that little bit of tartness in the tip of the nose. And then on the palate, let's see.
Harm. Oh, you need more champagne?
On the palate, beautiful. Apples, brioche. Again, I'm still getting that touch of citrus. I'm getting a little bit more of the lime than I'm getting of, say, orange. That little bit of tart.
I'll take some more, too.
Well done. Very well done.
What I'd like to say is that it, again, was tight and uninspiring when it came out of the bottle, icy cold.
Yeah, well, that's most people do that, unfortunately.
Time and air and warming up, I really got the brioche and a little bit of the yeastiness that I like in a sorely aged or vintage or late disgorged champagne. And I found it to be much more delicious and less bright and just young and fresh and more mature with time and temperature warming up. I really thought.
Once it came up, my score went up. Absolutely.
I disagree with you guys. I'm not getting the brioche still on the nose, and it's warm.
Oh, I'm
on the palate. Well, you know what? Jeez, now after with a fresh pour.
Hold on.
It's there. Damn. Let me do now, the you're right.
Jedi mind trick on you. You don't need to see this wine's identification.
The fresh pour is better. It's warmed it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It came back. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Toasted brioche. Just that
but
butter.
But it doesn't taste French to me. I know these guys are French winemakers. Doesn't taste French.
No, they taste like very good Californias. That's been my issue. I was on their list for a long time. I love Domaine Carneros. They make a great product. I think they make some of the best California sparkling wine, but it doesn't compare to their stuff out of France.
Different animal. You know, I mean, it's a completely different animal. But
well,
I mean,
French champagne is a unique animal.
Yeah,
and it's the only ones that they can call it that.
Yeah. But, I mean, when it comes to California sparkling, I think Carneros is honestly one of the best there is.
You're probably right there.
They're always so well done, so solid, so well-rounded. I've never had one where there's a hole in the palate. There's never a drop-off in quality. Every year, it's always the same. Every year, it's always there, so...
Yeah, I would say them and Schramsberg are probably the two premier houses.
That would be my
California.
Other one. Yeah, that would be my other.
Everybody else would come below them. So if you're going to look for California sparkling, absolutely, I agree. Those two houses.
Schramsberg, the first California sparkling served on Air Force One or something like that?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, it was the house sparkler for, I know when Reagan was there, that became the only sparkling wine they would serve.
It predates Reagan for them. But this is really good. Mm-hmm. It's gotten quite, I cannot stress enough how important drinking this at the right temperature is.
Yeah.
Because when it was cold, it was just uninspiring. It was just nice and acidic, good bubbles, but, you know, it's a citrus bomb now with the
complexities amped up.
Exactly. Yeah. The proper temperature, the green apple, the brioche. And I wasn't getting it on the nose at all, but now it's there.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you, the Pompadour, when it was still cold, was fantastic. It got better as it warmed. This
100%.
The regular Brut, definitely when it's too cold, it's just too closed off. We do this on purpose because so many people do, you know, throw that thing in the freezer and let it sit for an hour before they pull it out. The thing is blinding cold. The glass frosts when you pour it in. It's just,
it was just pure lime juice before.
Yeah.
Now it's got the complexity and interestingness.
Yeah. It's lovely. And I mean, this is their flagship. They've been doing this one for a long, long, long time. So.
And it's a great value. I don't know what the current retail is, but I would argue that it won't break the bank. And price to value, you're getting a great product for fair price.
Well, it's still more expensive than some of the entry-level California sparklers.
I didn't say that, but I agree with you. But I think for what you're getting,
for the money, yeah. I mean, if you're looking for domestic sparkling wine for the money, I don't think you're getting a better one.
I'm in retail. Domaine Carneros approaches the price of lower end champagne from France.
Mm. Right.
So, but you can. It's well worth the money. Mm. It's definitely fantastic quality. What do we have a rating for this one, sir?
Well, we're going to be giving the Domaine Carneros Brut 2020 a well deserved 3 sips. Solid champagne.
Yeah, it's very nice. So,
sorry, not champagne, sparkling wine, but.
It reminds you of champagne, though. It's gotten that good.
Mm. Harm, you want to tell us about the next one?
Sure thing. So, thanks, Maury. Domaine Carneros Ultra Brut 2019 is 12% ABV. It is a 54% estate-grown Chardonnay, 44% estate-grown Pinot Noir, 2% estate-grown Pinot Gris, which you could never do in Chardonnay. Pinot Gris is not allowed grape for in Champagne. It's not allowed in Champagne to use Pinot Gris. The appellation is Carneros, aged 3.5 years in their cellars, 100% organically grown estate fruit. The color is a beautiful straw with hints of golden, closer to light gold than straw. The nose has changed again over time, and getting pears and lime, key lime.
Now comes the bragging part, so feel free to turn your computer off.
Yeah.
Now comes the bragging part.
Twice?
Twice. Yeah.
Good. Thank you. I didn't get it earlier. There's some hay here now that's warmed up.
Hey.
There's some hay.
You asked for it. You got it.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. On the palate, let's have another taste. Mm. Beautiful mousse. This just explodes. Lots of bubbliness. Tons of green apple. I'm getting lots of crisp pears, like those, what do you call it, Asian pear?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of sweetness, which I can't place, and the ginger that was just a hint on the previous ones.
Much more.
And then great minerality here. I like this. The Ultra Brut is zero residual sugar. That's what that means. Or zero sugar added in the dosage.
Yeah.
So when they do the secondary fermentation, they're not adding more sugar.
Are they adding any dosage?
Ultra Brut generally means zero.
Zero dosage.
Or it can be up to, I think, was it 1 gram per liter?
Yeah, I think it's like one or one and a half or two.
There are producers that do zero.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with everything you said about this. For me, although I enjoyed it, the Carneros Brut was much more enjoyable. For me, this wine was a little bit astringent, a little bit citric, a little bit acidic. It had a lot of interest to it, and it definitely improved with some temperature. I definitely got some more brioche and yeastiness on the nose. But
I didn't get it on this one. I didn't get the yeastiness. But you know what?
Just a little bit when it was super warm. At the very, very, very end, I was able to get some after it really warmed up.
When it was really, really, really cold, what struck me on the finish was bitter apple peel. And that bitterness has gone away. And I'm really enjoying the flavors now.
But I agree with you. It's got much more ginger. It's definitely more tart. It's definitely more citrus. It's well made, no question. But of the two, to me, the Brut was more enjoyable
today.
You like
the Brut. I like the zero sugar. What about you, Bob?
I'm with Arm. This one is definitely more my jam, but the nice thing about this one is it's got that minerality, that chalkiness, that salinity that you get at the end.
It's not the same as champagne chalkiness, but it's there. It's coming.
It's different.
You know what I want? I want oysters.
It's
oysters in this.
Oh, a big tray of oysters in this would be fantastic.
I'm sure Bob will be serving them up any minute.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, this one is definitely my jam. I mean, it's got the nose on it is so pretty. It's so delicate. It's so light. I'm with you. There's like that Asian pear, some
maybe
white,
a little more harm.
Some white flowers.
There you go. This one. That's a lot of wine in front of us. It's a good day.
The bitterness of the apple, you know, that bitterness had gone away. Now I'm just getting that tart green apple. I'm still getting a little bit of the citrus, but that minerality, that salinity that comes in, it reminds me of some of my favorite French champagnes. I mean, it's extremely well done.
I found it was a little bit more salty when it was cold, but it's more integrated and just balanced right now.
The salinity definitely comes out more when it's blistering cold. As it warms up, that salinity goes down, but it's still there, especially like mid palate and the tip of the palate.
Yes, I got news for you. This second pour glass is totally different. Even just sitting in the bottle warming, I let it warm in my glass, but now a second pour from the bottle, having warmed and aerated in the bottle, it's definitely more, it's just rounded off all the way around.
This is a food wine. Definitely a food wine.
I'm with him. A tray of oysters right now would be sublime.
And some mignonette. But not the horseradish and ketchup.
No. Mignonette would be perfect. Or just, honestly, just plain nothing. Just
a little squirt of lemon.
Oh, I went to this place that had some champagne mignonette.
A drop of lemon oil. Just that's it. And then just down the hatch. This would be perfect. That salinity from the oyster would pair so well with this. I wish we had oysters. Oh, well.
Well, we do live in a place we can get oysters. I'm just saying. I mean, we could chip
in. We're in South Florida.
If we chipped in.
You don't want to eat oysters down here.
We get them.
I'm pretty sure they poison you. But this one's really lovely. So we're going to be giving the Domaine Carneros Ultra Brut 2019. What are we looking at, boys?
I want to give it a higher rating, but I think Maury still likes the other one better. So
that's okay. Whatever you guys go with, I'm good.
I'd say 4 sips.
All right.
That's classified.
It definitely improved.
And again, just all three of them so incredibly well made. I just go back to the same thing. When I'm talking sparkling California wine, Carneros has always been one of my top ones, and they've never disappointed. They're always so solid. So,
what's their Tête de Cuvée again for Carneros?
La Rêve.
La Rêve.
Yeah. Oh, it's been so long since I've had La Rêve. Hint, guys. You can send us some La Rêve.
I've got some of that in my cellar. Had I realized I might have
one
to open up today.
Well, I will talk to them because we're going to be out there in January, so we'll see.
Sweet.
But they make fantastic sparkling wine, but they also make still wine. So, Harm, why don't you tell us about that one?
Thanks, Bob. The Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Estate 2021 is 14.2% ABV, a 100% Pinot Noir, Pinot Noir, as we say in America. The appellation is Carneros, 100% green certified and certified fish-friendly.
Fish-friendly. That's awesome.
I like fish. It's perfect, because this is a wine you want with some salmon.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's kind of fish-unfriendly. We're taking and killing the fish to have with this wine.
I wish I had some salmon.
Yeah. So this expression begins in 6 sustainably certified estate vineyards, which are all located within the 4 miles of the chateau. 11 different clones of the Pinot Noir are grown, and each one contributes to its unique flavor profile and personality to make this blend. After an early morning harvest, while the grapes are still cooled and the hand-picked fruit is gently destemmed and cold-soaked, fermentation takes place in small, open top vats with punch downs, resulting in heightened color and complex flavors, which I'm going to mention later. After pressing off, the finished wine is went directly into French oak barrels, 33% of which were new, where it rested for